Address away, Professor Aronnax, and if I am able to answer, I will. Well then, Captain, how is it that you severed all ties with the shore, yet you own forests on Crespo Island?
Professor, the captain answered me, these forests of mine don't bask in the heat and light of the sun. They aren't frequented by lions, tigers, panthers, or other quadrupeds. They're known only to me. They grow only for me. These forests aren't on land. They're actual underwater forests.
Underwater forests, I exclaimed.
Yes, Professor.
And you're offering to take me to them?
Precisely.
On foot?
Without getting your feet wet.
While hunting?
While hunting.
Rifles in hand?
Rifles in hand.
I stared at the Nautilus's commander with an air of anything but flattering to the man.
Assuredly, I said to myself, he's contracted some mental illness. He's had a fit that's lasted 8 days and isn't even over yet.
What a shame. I liked him better eccentric than insane.
These thoughts were clearly readable on my face, but Captain Nemo remained content with inviting me to follow him, and I did so like a man resigned to the worst. We arrived at the dining room, where we found breakfast served.
Professor Aronnax, the captain told me, I beg you to share my breakfast without formality. We can chat while we eat, because although I promised you a stroll in my forests, I made no pledge to arrange for your encountering a restaurant there. Accordingly, eat your breakfast like a man who will probably eat dinner only when it's extremely late.